Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday evening. Yes, yes, I know it's raining. It's going to be with us throughout this evening. We got thunderstorms rolling through overnight. By the way, tomorrow, nothing but thunderstorms all day. And then into the afternoon and the evening. So it is a real, real good soaking. It's kind of like, it's kind of like Florida. You know, in Orlando, during the summer, 2 o'clock every afternoon, it rains about 12 to 13 minutes. Every afternoon, you can set your clock by it. It's the way it is. So we got it for a couple of days. Eben Brown, a Floridian, by the way, is going to be with us at 5:35. We'll talk about how these cases are unfolding in Florida with this Ruth character, however he pronounces his last name. I don't want to spend all that much time learning it. I really don't, because I think he's a dirtbag. I think he's a despicable, vile human being who was doing his best to kill my president. I'm sorry, not on board with that. Not in any way, not any stretch of the imagination. But it will be interesting to see these two criminal tracks, one state and one federal. We'll be talking about this, I'm sure, and Politics and Pints. This is the eighth time we're doing Politics and Pints. This is, what, the third time, I think, at the down in Hopewell at the Beacon Theater? We always talked about moving it around, and we've been there a few times now, so this may be the last time we do it down in Hopewell. So if you're in that neck of the woods, I would urge you to get those tickets now. Make sure you don't miss out. WRVA.com, the only way to get the tickets. It's me. It's John Reed. Brian Kilmeade is coming back. He had so much fun doing it. And then Dana Lash is coming to town for it. So it'll be great. And we'd love to have you out there. Let me share with you, because I'm looking at some of the messages coming in. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And it is just always interesting to me to read things that were not actually said. Oh, my God, Jeff, you know, listen. Here's what I'm saying about the 10th State Senate District. There are going to be a lot of people who toss their hat into the ring. And former State Senator Amanda Chase has already tossed hers in. And what did I say? I said, well, you know, she's new to the area. And she bought this house down in Appomattox, which looks beautiful. It's a historic home, actually. But it's a district that encompasses a lot of sort of standalone places. You know, if you were making more districts, you'd probably say, all right, Hanover, you got one. Goochland, you've got one. So it's going to be an interesting race. And there are going to be a lot of people that say, hey, I like you, but you're not really from here. You know, you haven't been here all that long. That's going to be one of the things that happens. We'll see how it all plays out. People are taking that as saying, you're adopting an anyone but Chase, right? Isn't that what Mike and Cumberland? God help them. I was just saying. Just saying. Poor Mike and Cumberland need some sort of medication. You're starting with your ABC, anybody but Chase. I'm simply telling you that one of the things she's going to hear as she campaigns is, hey, you're new to the district. And Mike, really, if that hurts your delicate little feelings, I would say I'm sorry, but you got to take a lap, dude. You got to rub some dirt into it, all right? I do want you to take a listen to one or two things that I've got sitting around here that we have to hear. CNN has been nonstop, incessant in their demonizing of Donald Trump. Well, you see what's happened as all of these good upstanding leftists have told us that Donald Trump is Hitler, that he's going to be a dictator, he's going to be a despot. I mean, he's going to be all these terrible things. And it's the end of democracy. CNN is right there at the forefront. Now CNN is saying, well, it's not really our fault. Cut number two.
Today, former President Donald Trump is pointing the finger at President Biden and Vice President Harris, blaming them for the apparent assassination attempt against him.
In his first interview since the incident, Trump told Fox News that, quote, their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at, before adding, they are the real threat. We're joined now by Erin Perini. She is a former press communications director for Donald Trump's 2020 campaign and a Republican strategist for Axiom Strategies. We're also joined by Tim Hogan. He is a Democratic strategist and former spokesperson for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. I wonder, Erin, you're hearing what Trump is saying here. What questions, concerns is this raising for you?
I think ultimately everybody needs to remember that crazy doesn't know a political party or ideology. There is extreme rhetoric on both sides of the political spectrum, and everybody needs to accept a little bit of culpability and responsibility for what becomes inflamed rhetoric in this country. But to be clear, this isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an American issue, and we should be treating it like that. For President Trump right now, I think that his best course of action would be to be a bit more like he was. This is really hard to believe I'm saying, after his first assassination attempt, where he was much more unifying. If people want to try and make this political, let other people do that. Be the leader the country needs at a time where this rhetoric has led to two attempts to kill Donald Trump. Everybody needs to take cooler heads. The world will not end. This country will not end and cease to exist as a democracy if Kamala Harris wins or if Donald Trump wins.
Tim, to you, President Biden addressed this at an event in Philadelphia earlier today. He talked about there being no place for political violence in America, saying we resolve our differences peacefully at the ballot box, not at the end of a gun.
Yeah, except that you're the folks who have continually inflamed people. You know what's interesting here? When there were people attacking President Trump or Steve Scalise, it's either the problem of the guns, Or it's just crazy, but it's never their side that's responsible. And in fact, they tie themselves into so many linguistic pretzels saying, oh, you know, it's actually Donald Trump is responsible for the attempts on his own life. They're the bad people. I'm sorry. Somebody's going to say it to you, so there you go. They're bad people. This is not about winning an election. Donald Trump has talked consistently about issues and policies. Was it better for you when I was president? Okay, I'm going to bring those times in. We're going to do the same things. That's the question, isn't it? It's a question I'm trying to answer every single solitary day. Am I better off today than I was 4 years ago? The answer is I am not. I am not. Have you gotten a 16% pay increase? Because if you haven't, you're actually losing money. How you doing when you go to the grocery store? Those prices working out for you, or are you thinking to yourself, man, this costs 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 times more than it did, 100% more? How about gasoline? Well, you know, gasoline could drop below $3 a gallon by Election Day. Well, that's cool. But 4 years ago on Election Day at my official gasoline station, the Wawa, the intersection of 54 and 1 in the center of the universe, Ashland, it was about $1.50. So that's what I know. How about mortgages? Well, you know, mortgage rates are going to be lower. All we're doing, we're just waiting for the Fed tomorrow. The Fed's going to cut the rates. We know they're going to do it. Is it going to be 25 basis points, 50 basis points? I don't know. And that's going to help the mortgage market. Yeah, it will. But do you remember 4 years ago? Do you remember when President Trump was president and you were getting mortgages at 2.5-3%, and now you're all excited about 6% or 7%. Were you better off 4 years ago or today? 4 years ago, we had peace in the Middle East. The Abraham Accords were put together by President Trump, and you know, it's the Middle East. It's peace is a relative term. Peaceful is subject to interpretation, but it was relatively peaceful. And now it's a war zone. 4 years ago, when President Trump was in office, your kids and my kids had an opportunity to go out and get a job and save money and buy a house. And they don't have those opportunities now. That doesn't have to be political, does it? That's just an observation. That's a statement of fact. And all of the violence terminology has come from the left. The MSNBCs, the CNNs, and the leading Democrats have been the ones saying that Donald Trump must be eliminated. They're not talking about how their policies are better. They're talking about eliminating Donald Trump, eliminating those who support Donald Trump. I understand what they're saying. It's 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Well, the singing part I might be able to handle. I certainly am not doing any dancing in the rain, I'll tell you that right now. It's slick. It really is. You got to remember, we haven't had a real good soaking in a while. And then you got all of the stuff that comes up out of the asphalt. So you got to be careful out there. You want to feel old? Well, I don't care if you want to feel old. Erin Murphy, you know who she is, right? Tabitha from Bewitched. Bewitched premiered on television on this date in 1964. It premiered 60 years ago. It's a long time, isn't it? And little Tabitha from Bewitched is sharing on X that she, in fact, is now 60 years old. Okay, well, I think she was one of the best parts of the show, along with Dr. Bombay. Paul Lynde was always just a great addition to that as well. Anyway, a couple of quick texts here coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond. Text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, this is Dan from RVA. If Trump is at fault for his own assassination attempts, I guess the schools are actually at fault for school shootings. Is that correct? Well, there you go. 804 says, Jeff, Karine Jean-Pierre said it's okay to call Trump a threat to democracy. Well, no, I would say it's not okay to call him a threat to democracy, because you see what happens. Because this lunatic has on his social media posts that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. And this apparently is what's motivating him to do terrible, terrible things. Wow. Wow. 804 says, Jeff, John Solomon's reporting that he has a former FBI agent claiming that the CIA likely has a file on the alleged assassin. Also said that the National Security Division of the DOJ is doing the investigation. I have not heard that at all, but we'll stay on top of it. 804, 3D in Hanover says, Jeff, my mortgage on New Year's Eve 2020 came in at 3%. Ask me if I'd like to refinance at today's rates. Yeah, I think not. Jeff, could you repeat who, quote, mispronounced shot early in the show? I missed it. I was gobsmacked. Germ, have you got that? The congresswoman from the Virgin Islands who's talking about Donald Trump and says he's
having Trump not only have had the codes, but now having the classified information for Americans and being able to put that out and share it in his resort with anyone and everyone who comes through should be terrifying to all Americans. Mm-hmm. And he needs to be stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you know how you mispronounce things, right? Shot and stopped. Is it close at all? That's Ms. Plaskett, who represents the United States Virgin Islands in the House of Representatives.
What a maroon.
Well, I don't know. Maroon or a terrible person hoping that the president... Well, I tomato, zucchini. Whatever you're going to do, right? I mean, who am I to say that you are wrong? Oh, I know. I live here on Earth, and you are wrong, and that's awful, and it's a terrible thing to do. It's a little bit like CBS. We got just enough time here. Give me cut number four, please.
Donald Trump is blaming Democrats for inflaming political rhetoric, but the former president's own words seem to be increasing the threat of political violence in Springfield, Ohio. That's where a false and ugly accusation against Haitians, thousands of whom are legal permanent residents, is impacting everyday life.
So she just dismissed completely, totally, the second assassination attempt on President Trump. You notice that? And even Governor Mike DeWine, who is hardly a conservative, is out there saying that they had received threats, they had received calls, they had received a number of things relative to that Springfield, Ohio matter. And what did he say? They all originated overseas. So you've got foreign state actors involved in this as well. It's just outrageous. The whole stinking thing stinks to high heaven. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., my friend John Reed is going to be here. I would urge you, please make sure you are listening to John first thing in the morning. Again, his program getting underway at 6 a.m. Take a moment. If you're not driving, head on over to WRVA.com. I understand that we're pretty close to having this whole thing sold out, and that'll be it. So if you want to come to Politics and Pints, WRVA.com right now. Get a couple of tickets while they're still left.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yes, very, very nice to have Charles Pyle back on the team, doing a great job in the afternoons. And Sarah Huffman, who I always enjoy hearing. I think she's a solid reporter. And between Charles and Sarah, we're doing some great stuff news-wise. Real, actual reporters in the newsroom, which is great. Somebody who's reporting chops, journalistic integrity, and is never, ever in question, because he's just one of the best, is my old buddy Eben Brown from Fox News, and I'm always happy to welcome him to the program. Eben, thank you for being here, sir.
My pleasure. Good afternoon.
It is wonderful to hear your voice. You are in the thick of it down there, South Florida, with the latest attempt on President Trump's life. What exactly is going on down there?
Well, let's talk about the introduction you just made, the latest attempt on President Trump's life. Let's just focus and meditate on that for a second and just kind of figure out how did we get here and why it seems like so that shouldn't seem normal to have you say that way.
You know, you're right. No, what a great point, Eben. We shouldn't. I shouldn't be saying it in that way, but that is where we are, right?
I wasn't criticizing you, but I'm just the idea that we have to even say the fact that we're here to talk about the latest attempt on his life, because that's just awful. It would be awful no matter who the target was. In this case, it's former President Trump. But what I can tell you is that this man who is in custody, there's still a lot of questions to be answered. He's the last we heard, he's not really talking much. But I imagine, you know, being locked up for a while and having the investigators and interrogators work him for a bit, that he might begin to open up after some time, especially if he realizes he's not going anywhere. Just so far, he's charged with some federal counts, and that is possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, which he is a convicted felon already, and possession of a firearm with the serial number obliterated. Now, I want to talk about these two things for a moment. Before anyone goes and gets upset about the scary thing called an AK-47 and an assault weapon or rifle or whatever you want to call it, let's remember this one thing. If he went to the federally licensed firearm dealer, the FFL, and he filled out the form and lied on the form the way Hunter Biden did, right, that we now know, he would not have passed the background check anyway because of the criminal record. But if he did pass the criminal background check, what FFL dealer is going to sell him an AK-47 with the serial number filed down?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen, right? So no reputable gun dealer would do this. So obviously he bought a hot product.
That's right.
And the big question is, where and when did he get it? Because West Palm Beach isn't exactly the south side of Chicago. I don't think and I'm not going to say it's impossible to get one there, that maybe that could have happened, but it seems very, very unique or unlikely. So I'm going to imagine that the investigators are really going to be focusing in on that, because if he just bought one, you know, illegally, that's one thing. But if someone supplied it to him for a purpose, let's say this purpose,
right,
then we have much more than a random crackpot targeting the life of the president.
Yeah.
Or former president, future president, however you want to look at this.
That's a great point. And I want to remind everybody, Eben Brown is joining us from Fox News. Eben, it's been a while, but, you know, my family, my folks lived in Boca. My brother lives in Delray. Yeah. And I can remember traveling up to West Palm on like Federal Highway. There, you know, there were some shops there where he might have been able to buy.
Well, certainly, there are plenty of places to buy firearms. That's not an issue.
Right.
But those FFL dealers, those licensed dealers, those reputable, honest businesses, aren't going to sell one with a filed down serial number.
No, of course not. And so this raises the question, Eben, did he get it with the number filed off? Did he lie to one of these FFL folks and get it legally and then file it off? So these are all the federal charges you're talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly. So and that's a starting point. Now, also today, Governor Ron DeSantis, the governor here in Florida, held a press conference and said that he is directing a statewide prosecutor, state police, to investigate this matter on their own. One, because there are state statutes that he very likely violated here, namely attempted murder. Attempted murder is a state crime. And by the way, in Florida, attempted murder throws you in prison for life. I know in some other states, attempted murder, it's like a traffic ticket. But in Florida, you go away for the rest of your life for that. And he raised to the governor some very real concerns that there may not be an attempted murder statute on the federal books that could be applicable to this case, because Donald Trump is not the sitting president and he is not the currently elected waiting to be inaugurated president. Right. So there may not be a charge on the federal books. Now, remember, Ron DeSantis is a former federal prosecutor. So he kind of knows the territory here. So by having this state-level investigation, it may yield with some more, you know, some more stringent charges against this accused man. So that's one thing. The other thing is also brings up a great point. The FBI has been spending years trying to prosecute Donald Trump, and now you want them to try to prosecute the man who tried to kill Donald Trump.
Right. Yeah. You know, Eben, we had a former federal prosecutor on a little while ago who's saying exactly what you're saying. He said, you know, it's kind of a gray territory for the feds. There's not an actual statute on the books that they could employ. You know, Donald Trump is a private citizen as far as the law is concerned there. So Ron DeSantis, the governor, obviously has a lot more at his disposal. And I assume, is it FDLE that's going to be heading up the investigation?
FDLE, which is the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, that's like our state, you know, investigative police. They would obviously be the first ones to think about this. But also he's directing Florida Highway Patrol. Florida Highway Patrol has an investigations bureau and a you know, a very good one. And then, of course, there's Palm Beach County deputies. There are other law enforcement agencies that can help with this. Not to mention we have state crime labs and whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of resources at the disposal here. And like I said, there's a statewide prosecutor's office. There's also already the Palm Beach County, what we call a state attorney in Florida, which is the local prosecutor.
Right.
Some other states call them district attorneys, whatever. That person also announced that they would pursue charges, you know, the state level charges. But now it looks like it's going to be from the office of the statewide prosecutor. So you can imagine there's going to be buy-in from both the county's prosecutors as well as the state level, and also that kind of helps deal with some state jurisdictional issues.
Sure.
Not to get too technical, but Palm Beach County is one state judicial circuit. Martin County, where the guy was arrested because he drove up I-95 a bit before he was captured, that's another state circuit court. So and he may have stolen his vehicle from Broward County, which is the Fort Lauderdale area, and that's yet another circuit. So there are a little jurisdictional thing going on here, but statewide prosecutor means we make that part easy.
Yeah, well, this is going to be really fascinating as this plays out, Eben. I think it's a very disturbing situation, as you pointed out at the very beginning, where we say, and there's been another attempt on President Trump's life. God willing, we get through this election and everybody can stand on their issues and tell us what they're believing, what they're thinking, and people will actually go out and vote that way. Is there any buzz down there about the relatively new special agent in charge of that Miami field office, that Jeff Veltri? Because there are a lot of people pointing out, hey, this is a guy who was, you know, he's an anti-Trump guy.
Well, I think that might be part of the motivation for having a thorough statewide investigation running alongside or in addition to any federal investigation. There are those who may not trust the FBI. Whether that's truly warranted or not is not a discussion we're going to be able to get here in the next couple of minutes. But the point is that having a state-operated, investigation responsible not to the Federal Department of Justice and the Attorney General Merrick Garland and therefore President Biden or Vice President Harris, for that matter, this is completely independent of that system. That's because we have this thing called federalism, which some people still don't understand how that works. But we have, these state investigators would be responsible to the state attorney general here, Ashley Moody, as well as the governor, Ron DeSantis, and then probably by some extension, the Florida legislature. We have a very profuse public records law that we call the Sunshine Law, and it's basically nothing happens hidden in Florida with regard to law. So all of this will come out. There wouldn't be any kind of way of obfuscating from the public any kind of final reports on the crime or anything like that. That would be illegal under Florida law for the most part.
Wow. Well, we know for sure then we will be speaking with you about that as we move forward. Evan, it is always great to have you on this show. Think the world of you. Rock solid reporter. And
thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing, brother. That is Evan Brown from Fox News. Anytime you get a little discouraged about the ranks of national reporters, you remember Evan Brown from Fox News is on the job and he does it right. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks again to my old buddy Evan Brown from Fox News. That's going to be fascinating to see that situation play out down in Florida. Ron DeSantis is the real deal. And I know there's some people who were kind of put off by him because he was running for president for a couple of minutes. But fact of the matter is, he's a smart guy, former federal prosecutor, as Evan pointed out, and they will absolutely prosecute this guy on the state level to the fullest extent of the law. Joe Moreno was here a little bit earlier, former federal prosecutor himself, who said, it's a weird situation, because as far as the federal government is concerned, the statutes, there's nothing in there about any sort of special crime related to the former president of the United States or a candidate for president of the United States. As far as the law is concerned at the federal level, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He's a private citizen. So they don't actually have anything specific. And that's why Joe Moreno said it's very, very important and it's the right thing for the state government to step up. They've got those laws on the books. And make no mistake, the state of Florida is very, very serious about fighting crime. And Ron DeSantis, I guarantee, is going to really make sure that this is handled appropriately. But it's appalling, as far as I'm concerned, that we're even talking about a second attempt on the life of President Trump. You know what's also disgusting? Comments from leftists, like these Vindmans. It's like a whole family operation they got there. The one wants to be a congressman from the 7th district. Is somebody running for something else as well? And then the wife is making jokes about the attempt on President Trump's life. It's disgusting. But that's where we are right now. The left has made this okay. They've been demonizing Donald Trump for close to a decade now, claiming that he's going to be a dictator, he's going to be a despot, it's the end of democracy, he's Hitler. Well, we had 4 years of President Trump. Did anybody notice a dictatorship? Because, I'm kind of on guard for that stuff. Well, that and, like the Red Sox, but I'm on guard. I didn't notice a dictatorship popping up. I didn't see a despot in office. I sure as hell didn't see anybody who reminded me of Adolf Hitler. I look back fondly on the 4 years that Donald Trump was president. And I'm looking hopefully towards another 4 years of Donald Trump as president. But those on the left who have been saying these things about him, They bear a lot of responsibility for the crazy people who have attempted to kill President Trump. All right, listen, gang, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., make sure you're listening to John Reed. This evening, driving's going to be very difficult. Please be careful. Beware of the weather. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.